is clean. What does that mean? Well, we have a definition called clean is without bacteria. But how much bacteria-free can we live in? Yeah, believe it or not, we need bacteria in our system. Help our acids, amino acids in our body, take over. In other words, our situation. Do we have a good immune system or not? Yeah. That immune system prevents certain bacteria from hurting our body. That's right, our body and our bloodstream and so on. Bacteria is important. We have certain bacteria, believe it or not, in our stomach walls. Yeah, certain things we need to keep our immune system alive. So when I say the word clean, how clean is it? Think of the word clean as in clean room. Certain type of manufacturing is done in a clean room. Bacteria-free, dust-free, and so on. That's right. I've worked in clean rooms. You have to wear special suits. Yeah. Certain special suits, you might say to yourself, well, we went through a COVID-19, didn't we? And certain people in nurses and hospitals and things like that wore certain outfits. You might call it a clean room outfit. Prevents bacteria and viruses getting towards the skin and affecting our bodies. Yeah. People work in clean rooms all the time, all over the world, because certain things can harm the human structure of it and cells. They work in a clean room environment. Certain manufacturing of certain specialized equipment, let's say making for satellites. Equipment used for making certain drugs has to be in a certified clean room. These are the type of areas you can actually eat off the floor. That's how clean they are. Yeah. And they're called clean rooms. When you walk into a hospital, is a hospital cleaner environment than your own home? It should be, yes. So in other words, clean room is very important to understand. There's many, many disinfectants, many things to kill bacteria on contact. However, too much of a clean room, you might say to yourself, why do we need this? Why do we need that? As you'll notice, the old expression, something falls on the floor, you have so-called 5 seconds to pick it up and eat it. Actually, you have less. You never know what's out there. It could be microscopic. Is it really clean or not clean? So when you wash the floor, you polish this, polish that of dust. Sometimes you might say to yourself, dust might carry germs, might carry disease. We can't see everything. We can't. However, if you're a clean fanatic, which a lot of people are, how clean is clean? Yeah, you can wash and wash and wash. Your hands are red. Your fingernails come off in the sense. They're so red because of overdid that. So how clean is clean? Is it clean to your standard? Is it clean to your parents' standard, your aunts and uncles, your grandparents, and so on? So the word clean has many, many connotations. So how clean is clean? Is the washroom clean? Is your sinks clean? Is all type of touching of this or that clean? Is your face clean? Did you wash your face? Did you clean your hands, clean your feet? Yeah. So how clean is clean? Interesting words, isn't it? Interesting expression. So when your parents say, did you wash behind your ears? Did you wash in your ears? Did you wash your feet and legs and so on? Take a bath. Are you sitting in your own dirt in the bathtub? Or are you cleaning yourself off properly with soap and water? Interesting. How clean are you? So how clean is clean? This is LightningESL.com. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.